Sadly, our economy has been has become dominated by businesses that cater to the woke mob. They really are not serving you anymore. They're using their money to your money to make themselves bigger, bigger and global, and public-private partnerships with the governments all over the world. Your money that you pay for your phone service is going places to do things that you would never, ever approve of. This is why I like Patriot Mobile. For the past 10 years, they've offered nationwide coverage with access to all three of the major networks, equipping you with the same coverage you've always had, but without sending your money to leftist causes. So please go to patriotmobile.com/Beck or call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation when you use the offer code Beck, and you can keep your phone or upgrade, keep your number or change it. It's up to you. Patriotmobile.com/Beck. Save and get free activation when you use the offer code Beck, 972-PATRIOT. Welcome to the Glenn Beck program. It is Friday. There is something that is so important for all of us to be informed on, to fix reason firmly in her seat and to figure out which is the bigger threat. FISA and the secret courts and the violation of the Fourth Amendment, or massive terrorist attacks, which are coming. For a myriad of reasons, they are coming. So where do you stand on the Constitution versus terrorist attacks? Can we even balance those two? Mike Pompeo and Mike Lee are joining me this hour. First, Mike Pompeo is going to make the case that we have to renew a reform version of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. This is something that has been violating, you know, Fourth Amendment rights nonstop, and has caused many of the problems that we have in America today. But Mike Pompeo, who is former U.S. Secretary of State and former CIA director, says, "You don't understand. I want to hear his side of the argument, and I wish I could know what he knows, but that's not possible." But he does say there are severe and significant reforms in the bill that's coming up in front of Congress, probably today. So Mike Pompeo joins us in 60 seconds. Okay, there's few words that you can use to describe this situation. Trapped, terrified, backs against the wall, alone. These are the words that describe most moms who are going in and thinking about an abortion. They feel trapped, terrified, back against the wall, completely alone. And that's how Matt and Ariel felt when they found out that she was unexpectedly pregnant. In a society like ours, both the easy path and the right path are available. Still unsure what they were going to do, Matt and Ariel, thank God, came across a preborn clinic, and they chose the right path for their now newborn daughter. Everything that enters your mind when you hear the word Planned Parenthood, preborn is the opposite of that. They offer free ultrasounds, and in cases like this, life-saving care. They also offer assistance to the mom who feels trapped, terrified, back against the wall, alone. They offer care for up to 2 years after the baby is born. You're not just saving babies, you're saving women as well. You're saving women from a lifetime of regret. They've saved already 58,000 babies last year because of people like you just making a $28 donation. You can donate anything, $5 or $5,000. $5,000 will sponsor the entire network in the country for 24 hours. You could help rescue 200 babies in 24 hours. Donate securely. Dial pound 250. Say the keyword baby. Pound 250. Keyword baby. Preborn.com/Beck. Preborn.com/Beck. Mr. Mike Pompeo, welcome back to the program, sir. How are you?
Glenn, it's great to be back with you. It's always a blessing to have some time to chat with you and the folks that listen to your show.
Thank you very much. Now, Mike, I want you to know I'm a little skeptical of the FBI, Justice Department, and everything that's going on. But I really want to understand not only the threat that we're facing, but more importantly, what is going to stop this out-of-control government from spying on regular Americans?
Well, Glenn, two thoughts. First, I know you're going to have Senator Leon. He and I just have a different judgment about this. I have enormous respect for him. I consider him my friend. I've campaigned with him, and will continue to do so. But separate from that, let's just kind of walk through where I think we are. First, you should have more than a little skepticism about the FBI and the power of government more broadly. That's why I ran for Congress the first time. The awesome power of government was being misused, mostly against conservatives, people like you and me and most of the folks who are listening to this.
Right.
I also had firsthand experience trying to do the job to keep Islamist radicals from killing Americans. And so I was always trying to be respectful of that duty and deeply honoring of the Constitution to get there. And I think today what the House of Representatives is considering accomplishes that as best one can. Look, there's always going to be Jim Comeys of the world and Jim McCabe's. Until you get the right leadership, those are the kind of people who may be in charge, and we ought to punish them when they violate the law. But we ought to do so with a set of rules that make sure that we don't have kids in Phoenix or Milwaukee or Wichita, Kansas, my hometown, at risk from terror. And I think the reforms that they're voting on today move us in the right direction there, and hopefully we'll put in harsher – they put in harsher criminal penalties. I hope they'll be enforced. They reduce the number of people who can have access to any American's information. I hope those rules will be enforced. And then I pray that we will continue to do the hard work to keep terrorism at bay as well.
So with a lot of respect to you, and I hope you take this in the spirit in which is intended and not to compare anybody or anything to these times. But we are looking at, we're looking at terrorism, and I believe it is coming. And I believe, God forbid, it's something more like Beslan than anything else we've seen. You know, when you're talking about saving the Republic and saving people, it is a very thin line. The Night of Long Knives, Hitler knew he had violated the Constitution. He had another reason for doing it, but he came out and said, look, the Republic was at stake, and if I had to do it all over again and violate the Constitution, I'd do it again, and you may decide that I shouldn't be in office. I mean, he took a very, very, you know, wonderful stance on, you know, being the savior of the Republic. Well, what happened is they just agreed with him and congratulated him and actually gave him, you know, a higher position. You can't violate the Constitution to save the Republic. If you violate the Constitution, you are harming the public. The reason why I say this with the Night of Long Knives is who went to jail? The people who were lying to the FISA courts. They were promoted. They weren't fired. They weren't jailed. So we can have all of these laws you want and all of these things in the new bill. But if you don't have people who are going to enforce it, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Does it?
Glenn, I completely agree with you. And in some ways, that makes my point. Imagine that we don't renew FISA for a moment. You think you're going to stop bad actors? Right. So imagine you don't enhance the criminal penalties and you give free access. By the way, if there's no FISA reform, we won't reduce the number of people with access. They'll just go do that. And so my view has always been, you know, put transparency in wherever you can, put checks and balances, just like the framers, just like the Constitution talked about. So this bill would give Congress oversight. It makes a little bit in the weeds, but it gives Congress transparency in a way it doesn't have. Look, none of this will be perfect, Glenn, without the right people in power. You're exactly right. They get MSNBC contracts instead of prison time, folks like McCabe and Comey. I came at this as a libertarian when I first entered public service. I know the awesome power and fear U.S. government overreach. I think this set of reforms puts a set of provisions in place that are in fact constitutional. And then the question is, will the people enforce those rules in a way that protects our privacy and preserves our Constitution? That's the question we faced in November, Glenn, whether this provision passes today or not.
So tell me why the push for this without saying that the American people, if you go into the American people, you have to have a warrant. And, you know, and people are like, well, it's not going to be a problem. Then why did Congress have a carve out in this bill to protect them from warrantless searches, but not me?
First of all, sign me up for no carve outs for any member of Congress for anything, having served for 6 years. You see this a lot of places. I don't know the history of how I got in there. Take it out. Every American should be treated precisely the same with respect to government power, especially with respect to government power. So I think that's an enormous mistake. The warrant requirement itself doesn't fit the purpose of what is really at the heart of 702. Remember what this does. It is a provision that allows the U.S. government to go chase bad guys on foreign soil. That's 99.9% of its activity. It's true, Glenn. If I pick up the phone and call a terrorist today, it's going to capture my data as well. And the idea is, how do you anonymize? How do you minimize? How do you throw that data out so you protect that? And these provisions try to do that, Glenn. It's never perfect. I could go through a list of legislation that's not perfect, that's law today. But if you ask, is this materially better than where we sit today? And does it still preserve the capacity to protect families? I think on balance, this is a win. It preserves our constitutional rights so long as we have the right people there. And Glenn, you know, we have to be honest. If you have the wrong people there, there's no law. Whether you pass
I know.
No law that's going to protect those rights. And so that's the conundrum that we face as a republic. And I've watched what happened from the IRS while I was in Congress, where they came after conservatives. I've watched what's happened to DHS, where they're not preserving our border, our basic constitutional freedom and sovereignty. I think we ought to pass this legislation, and then we ought to get the right people there, and we ought to punish like hell anyone who violates not only these provisions, but any part of the United States statutory law or its constitution.
So tell me, what's the teeth in this?
There are six additions to the teeth, if you will.
Okay.
The first one I described briefly, which is we have these FISA courts. They're secret courts. This will transcribe those proceedings and give Congress the ability to read the transcripts of those proceedings. Second, there are far too many people with their hands with access to not only the foreign data, but any ancillary American data that gets picked up. This takes out about 90% of the human beings and puts additional executive branch oversight into that as well. And then it ups the criminal penalties, a handful of criminal penalties. That is, go to jail, no BS penalties. You got to have an attorney general that's going to enforce it. That's true for everything, Glenn. I hope we'll get the right attorney general who will not only go after someone who does it tomorrow, but will chase those folks who did this in the past to President Trump and to others in the administration.
Mike, can you give me a reason why the bill to get the carve-outs out and to require any American that is caught up in this, that they have to go back to the court and get a warrant for those people? Can you tell me why so many Republicans and Democrats didn't want that in the bill at all? It doesn't make sense.
The carve-out provision, I have no articulable reason to sign me up for not being able to understand that. Second, when it comes to the warrant provision, to be a little careful here, when it comes to the warrant provision, I hope the American people will appreciate that the law, whether it's enforced or not is a separate question, but the law itself provides adequate protection for Americans who come up against this. And I wish I could say more, but I'll stop.
It didn't with Donald Trump.
No, well, the law, had it been enforced, actually would have provided that, Glenn. had the attorney general enforce the provisions, again, you can't stop bad actors, but it would have punished those very bad actors. And all the things that happened in Crossfire Hurricane, which I think is what you're largely referring to here, all the things that happened in Crossfire Hurricane were unlawful. They violated both civil and criminal penalties. And the challenge was you had bad actors and an attorney general who refused to enforce that against a Republican conservative president.
When you say that they're, you know, significant penalties, like what kind of jail time would people be looking at if they violated the Fourth Amendment right of a citizen of America? Do you know?
Intentional violations. Yeah, I do. I do, Glenn. I don't know the exact number, but it is a decade plus for intentional violation and years for anybody who violated, but intent becomes difficult to prove. So real jail time for real bad actors. And then second, Glenn, the other thing it does is it holds responsible their bosses, the leadership inside these organizations as well. If there are failures that they should have reasonably known were taking place and they didn't put in internal policies to prevent that, it holds those people responsible too. So not just the bad actor who goes in to look for their girlfriend's cell phone contact information, but it holds responsible the supervisors, the bosses, the senior leaders at the FBI and at the Justice Department who are responsible for not holding accountable the people that work for them as well.
Mike, you're in a tough position. I mean, we all are. We all are. Because you're right. We can pass any law.
America's in a tough place, but I agree.
Yeah. Yeah. How real is the threat from the inside of, you know, from Iran and everything else? How real is the threat today?
Very real. I try not to be hyperbolic, not around every corner, but you now have multiple countries, Iran, Russia, the Chinese Communist Party, certainly all the terror groups, Al-Qaeda and the like, all who have free and ready access inside of our borders today because President Biden has encouraged unlawful immigration. We now have hundreds of thousands of potential terrorists inside the gates, and we know we have a couple of hundred that we've identified on the terror watch list already. This risk is serious, and we ought to be serious in making sure we respond to it.
Are we? Do you have confidence that if something happens, we're not going to be, you know, going after MAGA people because they're also terrorists, and you know, and people who spoke out at the school board?
I don't have confidence with Attorney General Garland. There, I've watched him talk about extremists in the Catholic Church. Watch them talk about extremists inside of our military in ways that are fundamentally disconnected from reality. I worry about the leadership, right? Decision-making leadership. There's no doubt about that. I don't know what law one passes, Glenn, to stop that. I wish I thought there was a piece of legislation or some brilliant idea, but our founders knew how to get at this. Our founders knew that if with enough transparency and enough checks and balances and then a educated republic that was prepared to go out and do their duty and vote for good leaders, you increase the likelihood that our republic would survive another 250 years. I am deeply worried about it, Glenn.
Mike, thank you so much. Thanks for a civil conversation on this. I appreciate it. God bless.
Yes, sir.
You bet,
Glenn. Have a great weekend, sir.
You bet. Mike Pompeo, former U.S. Secretary of State, former CIA director. Back in just a minute. Mike Lee is going to take the other side here in a second. I don't think it's going to happen to me. That's what everybody says every day. It's not going to happen to me. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Just not going to happen. Well, when it comes to breaking in to your house, almost 5,000 people every day are wrong. Home invasions. Still pretty common. Not enough to have locks on the doors and the windows. You need a solid, trusted home security system in place to keep your home and your family safe. May I recommend you look at SimpliSafe? They offer advanced home security, 24/7 monitoring plans for less than $1 a day. Their live guard protection, SimpliSafe, can act on alarm within 5 seconds after receiving the signal from your home and can actually speak to the intruder. We have you on tape. Police are on the way. Don't move. You can cancel it anytime. There's no contract. It's easy to set up yourself, or you can have a professional do it for you. SimpliSafe, giving me and people in this audience real peace of mind. I want you to have it too, please. 20% off any new SimpliSafe system when you sign up for the Fast Protect monitoring. Just visit SimpliSafe.com. simplysafe.com/Beck. That's simplysafe.com/Beck. There's no safe like SimpliSafe. 10 seconds, station ID. So I mean, he's right. Things are coming. Things are coming. But I'm at the point where I just cannot give this government more power. I just can't. I can't continue to give them the power. For instance, if I were president of the United States and we had control of the Congress and I could make a good enough case, my gut would be shut the damn thing down. All of it. You're all fired. We're going to start rehiring tomorrow. You're all fired. I would shut all of this stuff down because it's corrupt to the core. Have you thought about turning it on and off and just restoring it to factory settings? How about that? That's what needs to be done. But everybody's got a reason why we can't do it. And those reasons are real. We've got to have this tool. Well, you've abused that tool. And you've never been punished. You know who we are, the American people? We're the worst parents ever. Our kids, we keep telling them, don't do it. And then we vote for them again when they do it. They don't believe us. They don't believe us. They don't believe that there's any consequence for their actions, not because of Garland, but because of us. Look at the hell our country is going through right now. Look at the price of your groceries, the price of gas. Look how unsafe your community is if you live in any big city. Look at our borders. Look at your jobs. And half the country is like, yeah, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. Sure. No. It's better than the other. Better than the... Excuse me? Better than the other? How exactly? These people have told you they are going to reset everything and get away from capitalism. They've told you this. And somehow or another, we're going to reward them with another 4 years. They're violating your basic rights. Oh, that's all right.
Glenn Beck.
Now imagine pizza without any toppings. Imagine a big helping of mashed potatoes, but no gravy. Imagine ice cream, a cone without a second scoop. Gosh, this is depressing. Now imagine your dog's food without any nutrition, because unfortunately, if you're feeding him or her kibble food, that's pretty much what they're getting every time you fill the bowl. Kibble food has to have a long shelf life, so it has to have everything alive, cooked out of it. That stuff is really important for your dog's nutrition. He needs the nutritional value of what they just cooked out. You can put it back by sprinkling a little bit of rough greens on your dog's food. Ah, they will love it. Remember, brown food is dead food. You want the green stuff. And the folks at Rough Greens are so confident your dog's going to love it. They have a special deal. You just go to roughgreens.com, ruffgreens.com/Beck. Or you call 833-GLENN33, 833-GLENN33. They'll give you your first trial bag free. You just pay for shipping. 833-GLENN33, roughgreens.com/Beck. In case you missed our Blaze Originals premiere, bought and paid for, you can find it now. Use the promo code GLENN Originals. Get $30 off your annual subscription. GLENNoriginals.com. Welcome to the Glenn Beck program. Mike Lee joins us now from the other side. Mike Pompeo was just on. We had a great conversation. I disagree with him on what needs to be done, but I think his heart is in the right place. Mike Lee is joining us now. He just tweeted last night, the firm, as he likes to call it, the collection of those who are running the show in Washington, D.C., will say that if FISA 702 expires on April 19th, all 702 collection, including that directed at dangerous foreign adversaries, will immediately cease. Mike says that's not true. Mike?
It's not true. And in fact, they put in place language that would keep FISA 702 collection going for 365 days after the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court just recently, in the last week or so, recertified the 702 collection program. There's statutory language put in place first at the end of 2018 and then in December against my objection, making that clear that once they issue this certification, even if FISA 702 lapses, even if it expires, it can still continue for the duration of the one-year certification that's now just in the last week or so been issued by the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court. So, look, on so many levels, the fear-mongering, the scare tactics of the intelligence community and those allied with them in Congress have proven to be just not accurate, and this is yet another one. And my point is, why don't we take the time that we need to make sure that we adequately debate issues so important to the American people and so important to our civil liberties, like the need to get a warrant?
The debate is over on that one, isn't it, Mike? I mean, I thought we had that debate, during the Constitutional Convention. We had that debate. Why are we debating that?
That's right. People are constantly talking up here as if, we've got to carefully balance the competing interests here. Well, sometimes that's the case, but sometimes we settled that one in 1791. Mm-hmm. And that was the compromise. The Fourth Amendment was the compromise. And you're undertaking what are tantamount to warrantless searches of the American people. It's not too much to ask. You just tell them to get a warrant.
Mike, last night, Mike Johnson came out and he says, well, now that I'm speaker, I saw all of the information, but he also said every congressman should go up to the SCIF and get the briefing that I just got. So I don't know why he didn't get it before. But he says, we're facing some really bad things. And so we just have to pass this. And I think it's true. We are facing some really bad things. We're on the eve of war in the Middle East. We're on the eve of war. Russia is interrogating NATO for finding that we were funding terrorism in Russia. Our currency is in trouble. Our spending is out of control. Citizens are under attack, not just with regulation, but the FBI is calling them, terrorists themselves. FBI is out of control. And there are terrorists that have come across the border. So it is going to happen. All of this stuff is bad. At this point, it's like, why would you violate the Second Amendment when the cities are more dangerous than ever? Why would you disarm the American people from protecting themselves? If there is terror attack, why would you take away their right to have a warrant sworn out so you just don't investigate political foes?
Yeah, look, first of all, we always have to remember that the government itself is subject to the Constitution. The Constitution exists not just for the sunny days. The Constitution also exists. It exists especially for the rainy days, for the days when we're under attack.
That's what it makes difference.
And so it's not at odds. Our Fourth Amendment rights are not at odds with our security, because our Fourth Amendment rights are part of our security. We're not truly secure unless we are protected by government abuse. It's really not too much to ask to suggest that they get a warrant. I like Secretary Pompeo. He's a friend, and I've appreciated his support and his insights in the past. I do very, very respectfully, but also very forcefully disagree with some of the arguments that he made just moments ago. Among other things, he acknowledged that 99% of this stuff, of this collection under Section 702, is against foreign operators outside the United States, foreign adversaries, not on U.S. soil. That is as it should be. Look, FISA 702 has a reason to exist, and it's for that reason, to go after foreign adversaries on foreign soil, not Americans here on U.S. soil. And so if 99% of it is that, why don't we bank the win and preserve the Constitution? Why on earth are we ready to flush the Fourth Amendment out just for the sake of that 1%? Moreover, if I understood him correctly, he seemed to be suggesting that those of us arguing for a warrant requirement and those of us raising concerns with FISA 702 somehow are demanding that they go through and purge all the incidentally collected information from Americans. You know, somebody talks to somebody overseas, unbeknownst to them, it's an agent of a foreign power, they get collected. It's really not what we're saying. We're just saying before you query a U.S. person, before you search within the database for the communications of an American citizen that were inadvertently or collected incidentally under FISA 702, that you have to get a warrant for that. Now, that's just not too much to ask. And they act as if that's an incredible lift, a Herculean effort, one that we couldn't possibly undertake, and one that's going to usher in Armageddon if they have to comply.
Well, but let me play devil's advocate. But Mike, we can't really ask for a warrant because all we have is a name. We don't know the connection other than he's talking to him. So how do I go in front of a judge and say, well, this American was calling this guy, so, you know, we need to look at everything about this person. Is that enough for the judge?
Well, look, by that same logic, you couldn't get a warrant unless getting a warrant doesn't require absolute proof. It requires probable cause. And if you can put together a combination of factors that put together create probable cause of something occurring, of criminal activity, then you can get a warrant. But you've got to describe with particularity what it is that you're going after, that the places, papers, things, effects that are going to be searched. Their locations, and then you go after it. It's not an insurmountable standard, but it is a standard, and we ought to follow it.
Mike, why did Congress put a carve out for them if there's nothing to worry about here?
Yeah, this is an excellent point. They put a carve out for them because we know of at least one member of the House and of at least one member of the Senate who have been subjected to warrantless backdoor searches under the FISA 702 database. So that's why they did it. There are a couple things wrong with that. Number one, as I think you're alluding to, if it's concerning enough that we are being targeted, why shouldn't we have at least as much concern with regard to American citizens generally? In the second place, when you look really closely at that language, creating a reporting requirement for FISA 702 searches carried out against members of Congress. If I'm reading it correctly, and I think I am, really what they're saying is that they have to report in most instances, unless all they're doing is doing that search to conduct a defensive briefing to let somebody know that their name is coming up in some of these conversations, that in most circumstances, all they're going to have to do is report to the law firm of Schumer, McConnell, Johnson, and Jeffries, and then the Republican and Democratic heads of the Intelligence Oversight Committees in both houses, which, by the way, tend to be pretty darn aligned with the intelligence community agencies. I don't know what good that's going to do. In some ways, that just blesses the possibility that they could conduct these searches against most members of Congress most of the time. I don't think even members of Congress should take any solace in that, but they certainly shouldn't take any solace in knowing that they themselves might get notice in some cases, but their constituents are left hung out to dry.
So
as for the suggestion that we've created these criminal penalties for misuse of FISA, okay, let's think that through, Glenn. If, in fact, you have that crime committed, somebody from the FBI misuses the FISA 702 database and they're subject to criminal penalties. Who enforces that? Huh. If only there were a federal agency that investigated and suggested prosecution of federal crimes, who would that be? Oh, wait, that's FBI. So in how many instances are you going to have the FBI prosecuting people within the FBI. We've seen how well that works out in some circumstances where flagrant abuses have happened within FBI.
That we know that doesn't work. That's why we have a special crimes unit that is supposed to be separate from your police that goes in and investigates the police. You can't have the police investigating the police.
Correct. And the FBI doesn't have the best track record when it comes to these and so many other abuses. But the bottom line here, Glenn, is that we don't have to get rid of FISA 702. I don't want to get rid of it. I think it's good that we have access to tools that help us keep tabs on foreign adversaries operating outside the United States. We need that. By Mike Pompeo's own account, that's where 99% of this collection happens. We're not even saying that that has to go away. That has to be pared back. We're just saying with respect to the what he describes, I don't know whether it is in fact this, but what he seems to suggest is only 1%. With regard to that 1%, if you want to search for a U.S. person, get a warrant.
This is going to be decided today in the House, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm. They'll be voting on it in about an hour, two at the most.
Mike, thank you for keeping us up to speed, and thanks for all that you do. Appreciate it. God bless.
Thanks so much, Glenn.
You bet. Mike Lee, the senator from Utah. Listen, they are going to be voting in an hour. Do you care? Do you think your voice matters anymore? Because I know it does. You need to call your member of Congress and say, what the hell are you even thinking? Well, this does not expire for another 365 days. Why are you panicking the whole world and telling us we got to do this right now? Otherwise, no, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. 365 days. You have to get your crap together, make this so it doesn't violate the Fourth Amendment while they're still investigating. Why? Why the panic? Why is everything a panic in Washington? Because they know fear paralyzes you. Have no fear. We know who the bad guys are. We know what's coming. We know who's fighting against it and who's fighting for it. Call your congressman. Let them know. This doesn't expire actually for another 365 days. And guess what? There's an election between now and then. And we'll be watching how my congressman, your congressman, vote on this, because there's no reason to approve it today. It does not protect me. It protects you people, but it does not protect me. Politely, calmly, kindly, call Congress now. They vote in 90 minutes. All right, the government's doing everything they can. I've got another story I don't know if I'm going to get to today about Joe Biden saying, you know, I'll take more unilateral guns, unilateral action to take away any kind of, you know, black scary weapon, an assault rifle. I don't even know what that is, but he's going to get them. You need to be able to protect yourself in these times. And even if you're afraid of guns, this is not a gun. It looks like one, but it's not a gun. It's a less than lethal alternative. This is legal in all 50 states. You don't need a permit. You don't need a background check. It can be used by all age groups over 18. If you live in California or Washington, D.C., well, forget it if you live in Washington, D.C. You live someplace where you can't carry a gun. I don't know why you haven't called Byrna yet. Byrna is a way for you to protect yourself. Again, legal in all 50 states. You don't need a permit. You don't need a background check. Nothing. You just have to be over 18. And it has kinetic rounds in it, and it also has tear gas. Not pepper spray. Tear gas. One shot can incapacitate an attacker for 40 minutes. Byrna. Made by gun lovers. Made by people who are strong Second Amendment defenders. Proudly American. And it's all made in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Visit BYRNA.com/Glenn. That's Byrna, BYRNA.com/Glenn. Get an exclusive 10% discount now at Byrna.com/Glenn.
The Glenn Beck Program. Glenn's newsletter is free and full of useful info delivered every day right to your inbox. Sign up at glennbeck.com.
Welcome to the Glenn Beck program. There's a couple of things that I really would really like you to do. One, and this is not a commercial. I'm not making money on it. I have no connection to it. The people who did it probably hate my guts. I don't care. But Audible is running 1984. This is a new piece. There's lots of them on Audible, but the newest one is really good. And I just want you to listen, you know, listen to the whole thing because it's amazing, but just listen to part one and part two. If you listen to part one and part two, it'll take you 30 minutes and you listen with an open mind on, I don't care who you voted for, on are any of these things happening in our society today? You'll be blown away. You will be blown away at how it is exact parallel to today, and that should concern every single American. Also, there's a great article by Michael Schellenberger that you should read this weekend. It's part of the Glenn Beck show prep today. You can get it at glennbeck.com, but just search for Socialist Strategy Behind Brazilian President Lula's War on Free Speech by Michael Schellenberger. It is eye-opening.
The Glenn Beck Program.